Hare Krishna. This evening, we are beginning our yatra. Our yatra back to wherever we live and wherever we serve. And hopefully, through whatever tapasya, prayer, kirtan, harikatha, darshans, holy baths, dust of holy places. It is our prayer that these experiences have infused within all of your hearts the blessings of the Lord and the blessings of the great souls. With those blessings, if we receive them through our sincerity and our wish to serve, we can transform our homes, our temples, our workplaces into holy dhams. Going on pilgrimage has always been a very sacred and primary form of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself invited all of his devotees to come on pilgrimage to Puri every year for 4 months, just to hear and chant with him and have the darshan of Jagannath, bath in the holy sea. And he himself, he went on pilgrimage to Vrindavan, to the places of South India, to the places in Bengal, to Gaya. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, all these great souls, they would go on pilgrimage to Tirupati, to Srirangam, and bring devotees. Srila Prabhupada, he invited his devotees from all over the world to come every year to Sri Mayapur Dham and Sri Vrindavan Dham, and especially built these temples with guest houses so that devotees from all parts of the planet could come on pilgrimage to become spiritually recharged, to associate with holy people, with the common purpose of purifying our lives and saturating our consciousness in devotional service. This evening it is our last meeting during this particular South India yatra, which was especially arranged in honor of Lord Chaitanya's coming here to Srirangam and to all of the other places we visited 500 years back. There was approximately 5,000 of us. And the pilgrimage is about association of devotees and rendering service and absorbing oneself in Krishna. Some were absorbed in the pilgrimage in rolling paratas, some cooking in massive pots for everyone. I was told today that the caterers of South India, the least that they would charge for each devotee for every day was 200 rupees. Because it was really a job getting all the pots here. But when it was all worked out, our devotees brought all the pots, did all the purchasing, and all the cooking themselves, all the cutting, everything. And the price for each devotee, with much higher quality prasad as far as ingredients as well as devotion, Because devotees did it themselves, it was 65 rupees a day per devotee, instead of 200 rupees a devotee. Today they made a count, they totaled it up, and because devotees did all the work, not work, the seva themselves, it saved the yatra 75 lakhs of rupees. And the purpose, to make everything more affordable for all of you, so everyone could come. This was the spontaneous service attitude of so many of these devotees. They were working all in the heat of South India, standing over massive pots with blazing fires for 6 hours for your pleasure. That's a yatra. And those managing the buses and managing the hotel accommodations, making the announcements, and every other aspect of the yatra. Advance parties, finding the grounds, the pandals. And it comes and goes. Months and months of planning, and it comes and goes in 2 weeks. But the spiritual blessings remain with us forever. Neha bikramanasosti pratyavayo navidyate. Any activity in devotional service, apparently it seems like it comes and it goes. But whatever sincere devotion we offer, the spiritual connection that is made through that is eternal. Every time we chant the name with feeling, we are investing in an account that is never lost, can only increase. In this sense, the end of the yatra is beginning of another yatra. The yatra of dedicating our lives in Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya's message to all the people in South India, we have been explaining again and again. Carry on in a spirit of devotion. Whether you're a student or a householder and family or a brahmachari in the ashram, just chant the names of Krishna with humility and devotion and work together to share this great gift, this matchless gift of bhakti with others. Lord Chaitanya would stay at a house for a day, and that was the yatra that infused them in the rest of their lives. We're lived on that inspiration. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a devotee after meeting his guru Ishwara Puri in Gaya Dham, when Srivas Thakur was told, Lord Gauranga, they didn't call him Lord at the time, Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava. He's crying in separation from Krishna. We have never seen such a devotee like him since he's come back from Gaya. When Srivas heard this, in great happiness, he proclaimed, let the family of devotees expand and increase throughout the world. We are a family. Family members, real family members, who have a family spirit, They easily forgive each other. And they're faithful and dedicated to each other no matter what, because they're family. And nothing could change that. And with Srila Prabhupada and Krishna in the center, we have an eternal family. And to create that environment is what will expand the influence of Lord Chaitanya's mercy more than anything else to the whole world. When we develop among ourselves that family spirit focused on keeping Srila Prabhupada's mercy, his wish, the holy name as the unifying link between us that is above and beyond everything else that may happen in our life. To close the yatra tonight, we want to purify our hearts by hearing from senior devotees several of Srila Prabhupada's very dear, loving disciples have come here. Some from long distances, some very busy, and spend all this time with us on the yatra. We have His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj, Anuttama Prabhu, His Grace Anuttama Prabhu, His Grace Narottam Ananda Prabhu, Her Grace Kamagiri Devi, Her Grace Ram Tulsi Devi, Gaurvani Prabhu, who was born a devotee, to two of the most exalted, loving associates of Srila Prabhupada, Bharadraj Prabhu, Rukmini Devi. And if Nartaki Devi is here, or Yadavacharya Prabhu, we would appreciate them coming forward. And a very special featured guest we have with us is one of the most exalted Brijabasis of Sri Vrindavan Dham, who in a mood of Vatsalya Ras takes care of Krishna Balaram in their eternal house in Nandagram. We have His Grace Ramesh Chandra Goswami Maharaj. Jai Gurupad, since you're standing there, you should come up and say something too. Born of Buri Jan Prabhu and Jagat Tarini Devi, two of the earliest disciples of Prabhupada. So we'll begin with His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I would like to begin by just thanking all the devotees, as Maharaj already did, who had worked so hard to organize this most, I would say, in my experience, and I have been on many yatras over the years. In fact, I have been going on different yatras with Radhanath Maharaj and his devotees since 1993. And I think, in my experience, this was one of the most highly and most successfully organized yatras I have seen. And that is a credit in two ways, from the point of being one of the best in my experiences, and one of the largest also. In fact, it is, if we look back, this probably is the largest attendance we had. And I was told that it would have been much larger if there were more facilities in the local areas to accommodate devotees. And the devotees tried as best they could to expand the facilities. And they did amazing organizations with some of the local people in Kanyakumari and each and every place to maximize the amount of devotees that could come here. And as Maharaj mentioned, months and months in before, and this actually, if you really go back all the way to the month of April and May, they started to organize this yatra. So it is a real credit, it is a real sacrifice in Vaishnav culture to see such dedication just to serve so many wonderful Vaishnavs who would come here and get the benefit. And many of the devotees who did organize at the same time were doing the services of organizing the buses, of organizing the devotees in different places, of cooking, and of just dealing with the medical arrangements, so many things. And that they organized, and at the same time they served the devotees here in a very, what we say, exemplary way. So that is a real credit, and that is really Vaishnav culture. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj teaches that as one of the principles of his teachings to serve Vaishnavs. He practices it perfectly, and he teaches it to all of those who are willing to understand and practice. I was giving the class, the first day here, the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and there were some questions after the class. And one question I received, we are so able to be Krishna conscious in such a, when we say, powerful spiritual setting with so many devotees, having kirtans, nice prasadam, holy places. But then again, we have to go back to where we came from, and we have to go back to our jobs and our schools and our, what we say, day-to-day life. How can we become Krishna conscious? That was the question. How can we maintain that Krishna consciousness, that experience? Well, what we do here is concentrated with the amount of devotees, with the process of kirtan, with so many devotees, and with the potency and powerful of the holy places. But Krishna consciousness is not limited. The same formula applies anywhere and everywhere. Chant the holy names of the Lord, associate with devotees and try to serve the devotees in that association. And hear as much as possible the glories of the Lord and the glories of the Lord's holy name. And we can take that experience and carry it with us and grow from that experience in our day-to-day life. So we should keep this experience in our heart and keep the learning that we learn from being in this and take it back with us. And most of all, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, chant the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Serve Vaishnavs, develop a taste for the holy name, Nam Ruchi. That taste for the holy name comes by serving Vaishnavas. Actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, serving Vaishnavas and chanting the holy name are, in order to serve Vaishnavas, you have to chant the holy name. In order to chant the holy name, you have to serve Vaishnavas. You can't separate them. You can't like, well, I just chant. No, they're inseparable. They actually build and support each other. And as we do these two things, the desire in our hearts starts to awaken to give that same experience, the happiness of Krishna consciousness, the knowledge of the philosophy of Prabhupada's teaching to the world. And the last teaching is Jivadoya. To be merciful to others by giving the same experience to others in whatever way, whatever capacity, whatever arrangements Krishna has given us within our day-to-day lives, to see how we can do that. And then we are still in the holy places if we are doing that. We take the holy places with us when we follow sincerely the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We've come here, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has explained, because this is one of the pastime places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, amongst the other places we also visited. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited so many places throughout India, East Bengal, other places. And he performed so many pastimes. And there's a statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which when I read it, I was astounded. It's in the purport. And Prabhupada says, Srila Prabhupada said, devotees in this ISKCON movement should visit all the pastime places of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by coming here, we're fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire to take the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by coming to the places where he performed his transcendental pastimes. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is one of his main features in serving Srila Prabhupada is to take devotees to these holy places. So, personally want to thank Maharaj for, over the years, his dedication, his love for the holy places, his deep appreciation for holy places. He's been able to convey that to us, at least to me, to some degree. Although I don't have that same vision, I'm trying to get that vision by hearing his realizations of these holy places. So we want to we are eternally grateful to Radhanath Maharaj for his dedication in coming to these holy places and inviting all of us to be a part of his experience in worshipping these holy places, serving these holy places, and getting the benefit of these holy places. So I want to thank all of you, because it is actually you that made the yatra, the association of devotees in these holy places and chanting the holy names of the Lord is the yatra. So thank you very much for your association and for your inspiration. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari.
Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Sri Radhe. Is Dakshin Bharat ke Sri Rangam ki pavitra bhumi mein, jisko Baikunth bhi kehte hain. यहां सब भक्तों के समुद्र को देख करके मन अपार हर्षित हो रहा है. राधानाथ महाराज की कृपा से मुझे श्री रंगम में आने का अवसर मिला. मैं उनका अत्यंत आभारी हूं और यहां के जितने भी भक्त हैं जिन्होंने हमारी सब व्यवस्था की है उन सब के प्रति भी मैं आभार व्यक्त करता हूं. श्री रंगम हमारे गोपाल भट्टी जी की जन्मभूमि है. ब्रज में गौड़ीय संप्रदाय के दो आचार्यों का विशेष स्थान है जिनको ब्रजवासियों ने अपनाया. एक है जीव गोस्वामी जी और दूसरे हैं गोपाल भट्ट जी. हालांकि बहुत बड़े बड़े आचार्य गौड़ीय संप्रदाय में हुए जिनके नाम लेने से भी जिह्वा पवित्र हो जाती है. उनका नाम कान में चला जाए तो कान पवित्र हो जाता है और रोमांच हो जाता है उनके नाम श्रवण से. ऐसे थे रूप और सनातन. लेकिन ब्रजवासियों ने जो स्नेह और आदर जीव गोस्वामी और मदन गोप इनको दिया गोपाल भट्ट जी को उतना उनको नहीं दिया. हालांकि उनकी वो ऋणी है, उन्होंने भक्तमाल में आया है कि रूप सनातन जी ने एक भक्ति का समुद्र लहराया, भक्ति का सागर उमड़ पड़ा ब्रज में, इतने ग्रंथ लिखे, ऐसी भक्ति की सरता बहाई उन्होंने। लेकिन उस जो समुद्र था उसको ग्रहण करने के लिए कोई तो पात्र चाहिए, समुद्र इतने बड़े समुद्र को कौन ग्रहण करेगा, तो दो पात्र थे, एक थे जीव गोस्वामी और दूसरे थे गोपाल भट्ट जी। जैसे कहते हैं जैसे कोई सरोवर है और सरोवर का एक बेला होता है जिसको कहते हैं किनारा, यदि सरोवर बहुत गहरा है तो उसका किनारा भी उतना ही मजबूत होना चाहिए, तभी तो वो सरोवर जो है वो सुरक्षित रहेगा। अगर उसका बेला किनारा जो है कमजोर है तो वो पानी उसका बह जाएगा। तो ऐसे जो गोपाल भट्ट जी थे उनका जो किनारा था हृदय का वो बहुत मजबूत था, जिसमें रूप सनातन गोस्वामी की जो शिक्षा रूपी जो अमृत था वो ठहर गया, उसमें कभी कासाय नहीं लागी। कासाय कहते हैं काई को, एलगी जो होती है उससे पानी दूषित हो जाता है। हमारे राग द्वेष इत्यादि जो विकार हैं यदि वो लग जाएंगे तो जो हमारा भक्ति का जो समुद्र है वो उमड़ रहा है वह दूषित हो जाएगा और उसमें भक्ति जो है श्रेष्ठ नहीं कहलाएगी, वो जो थोड़ी दूषित होती चली जाएगी। लेकिन गोपाल भट्ट जी और जीव गोस्वामी जी ऐसे दो पात्र थे जिनमें कासाय कभी ना लागी, कभी भी जो उसमें कासाय नहीं लगी। इन्होंने जो है मिल करके आनंद लिया, सब मिल आस्वादन कियो, भक्तमाल में गाया है श्री वृंदावन की माधुरी इन मिल आस्वादन कियो, छह लाइन की एक कविता है, जिन्होंने भक्तमाल के रचनाकार जो स्वामी नाभादास जी थे जिनके नेत्र नहीं थे और नेत्रों के स्थान भी नहीं थे, जैसे हमारी आंखों के गड्ढे होते हैं, कोई ब्लाइंड आदमी हो तो उसकी आंखों के निशान होंगे, लेकिन नाभादास जी के निशान भी नहीं थे, उनकी आंखों के गड्ढे भी नहीं थे। स्वामी अग्रदास जी के सेवक थे, उन्होंने भक्तों के चरित्र गाए। एक बार एक जलपोत जा रहा था और वो कहीं समुद्र में फंस गया, वो जो है अग्रदास जी का सेवक था, उसने वहीं से समर्पण किया, गुरु महाराज मुझे तारो। अग्रदास जी की राम जी की सेवा में थे, उन्होंने अपने कृपा से उस समुद्र से उस नाव को पार कर दिया, जहाज को पार कर दिया। नाभादास जी पंखा झल रहे थे, उन्होंने कहा मेरे गुरु महाराज संकट आया टल गया, अब आप सरकार की सेवा को क्यों छोड़ बैठे हो, चलो। उनका ध्यान उसी भक्त पर था, उन्होंने कहा अरे नाभादास तुमने तो ऐसी जगह पे पहुंच करके मुझे उबार दिया, यानी उस जगह पे मैं पहुंचा जहां तुम पहुंचे और जहां मैं नहीं पहुंचा वहां भी तुम पहुंच गए, अब तुम जो है भक्तों के चरित्र लिखो। तो उन्होंने कहा मैं भक्तों के चरित्र कैसे लिख सकता हूं, भक्त तो अब भगवान से भी ज्यादा चरित्र पा रहे हैं उनके। उन्होंने कहा नहीं, मेरी इच्छा है मेरी प्रसन्नता के लिए आप भक्तों के चरित्र लिखो, तुमको आगे पीछे के सतयुग के त्रेता के द्वापर के कलयुग के सब भक्तों के चरित्र स्फुरण होंगे तुम्हारे हृदय में। उन्होंने भक्तों के चरित्र लिखे, तो उन्होंने 24 अवतारों की वंदना की, मानी भक्त जो होंगे वो 24 अवतारों में से ही होंगे, कोई राम का भक्त होगा, कोई कृष्ण का होगा, कोई कच्छा अवतार का होगा, कोई शूकर अवतार का होगा, सब भक्तों के उन्होंने पहले इष्टों की वंदना की। और जब राधा रानी के भक्तों का नंबर आया तो उनके हृदय में उनके चरित्र नहीं आए, जैसे रूप गोस्वामी का चित्र लिख रहे हैं, मदन मोहन जी के भक्तों का चरित्र लिख रहे हैं, राधा रानी के भक्त थे, उनके स्मरण नहीं हुए। तो उन्होंने अपने गुरु महाराज से कहा कि भाई मैं क्या करूं ऐसी स्थिति में, भक्तों के चरित्र तो अधूरे रह जाएंगे। उन्होंने कहा नहीं नहीं, उनके इष्ट जो राधा रानी है उनकी स्मरण करो, उनकी वंदना कीजिए। उन्होंने पुनः राधा रानी की वंदना भक्तमाल के मध्य में की है। भक्तमाल के मध्य में जब राधा रानी की वंदना करते करते उनका आनंद हृदय से सराबोर हो गया तो उन्होंने राधा रानी के भक्तों का वर्णन किया, पहले रूप गोस्वामी का लिखा, सनातन गोस्वामी का लिखा, जीव गोस्वामी का लिखा, मधु गोस्वामी का लिखा, सबके चरित्र लिखते गए तो उनको बड़ा हृदय में आनंद उमड़ पड़ा। उन्होंने एक छप्पे लिखा, छप्पे कहते छह लाइन के कवि, उसमें लिखा है श्री वृंदावन की माधुरी इन मिल आस्वादन कियो। कौन कौन से वृंदावन की माधुरी का, वृंदावन के राम नाम गुण रूप लीला ये सब मधुर हैं, इनका इन सब ने मिलकर के आस्वादन किया। तो इन भक्तों के 19 नाम हैं। ये नाम है सर्वस्व राधा रमन भट्ट गोपाल उजागर। राधा रमन जी के भक्त जो है गोपाल भट्ट जी, जिन्होंने राधा रमन जी को उजागर किया, यानी एडवर्टाइजमेंट करता है ना कोई आदमी कंपनी का, तो एक तरह से कंपनी को उजागर करता है। तो क्या भगवान का उजागर करना ये भक्त के लिए शोभा की बात है? उनकी नहीं, ऐसी बात नहीं, भक्तिमाल में ऐसा ही लिखा है। उन्होंने जो उनका आस्वादन किया और उनको जो है अच्छी तरह से उजागर किया। दूसरे भक्तों के नाम लिखे हैं इसी छंद में, ऋषिकेश भगवान, ऋषिकेश ही हुए, इनको भगवान अलीब कहते हैं। विठल विपुल रस सागर, हरिदास जी के सेवक थे विठल विपुल जी, जिनको कहा गया रस का सागर थे, भक्ति रस के सागर उमड़ता था उनके हृदय में। इन्होंने भी मिलकर के आनंद लिया इनके साथ में। थानेश्वरी जगन्नाथ जी हुए, लोकनाथ गोस्वामी हुए, मामुनी मधु श्री रंग जी हुए मामुनी, और इनके बाद में कृष्णदास पंडित उभय, उभय कहते जोड़ा को, एक थे कृष्णदास ब्रह्मचारी और दूसरे थे कृष्णदास पंडित जी। ये सब जो थे हरि अंग अधिकारी, हरि अंग ये भगवान के भक्ति के अधिकारी थे, परम पूज्य, इनको बड़ा अधिकार था ऐसे भक्ति के ऊपर में, ऐसे बोलते थे भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु है जो अन्य ग्रंथ है, जैसे इन्होंने हृदयस्थ कर रखे हों। एक थे घमंडी जुगल किशोर, उद्धव देव घमंडी इनका नाम था, ये करहला के रहने वाले थे, जुगल किशोर जी के भृत्य थे, दास भाव से उपासना करते थे। एक थे भूगर्भ गोस्वामी और जीव दृढ़ वितलियो, और जीव गोस्वामी जिन्होंने वृंदावन से बाहर जाने का एक दृढ़ व्रत ले रखा था, श्री वृंदावन की माधुरी इनमिल आस्वादन कियो। इन सब ने सत्संग के माध्यम से वृंदावन की रस का आस्वादन लिया। इन भक्तों को बराबर बराबर का दर्जा दिया गया। यहाँ प्रश्न उठता है, भाई दत्तात्रेय जी ने तो ये कहा कि दो आदमी रहेंगे तो कलह होगा, ज्यादा लोग रहेंगे तो कलह होगा, कुमारी कन्या का उदाहरण दिया कि एक कन्या को देखने के लिए उसकी शादी वाले घर वाले आए, परिवार वाले, तो वो धान कूट रही थी, उसके हाथ में चूड़ियां बज रही थी। उसने कहा अगर इनमें धान को कूटती हूं तो मेरे घर की बदनामी होगी, ये कहेंगे इनके यहाँ पे धान भी नहीं है, अन्न भी नहीं है, इसी शादी हम कैसे करें। लोक लाज से बेचारी गढ़ी जा रही थी, फिर उसने जो है अपनी एक चूड़ी को उतारा, फिर भी बजी, दूसरी को उतारा, तीसरी को उतारा, और जब दो दो चूड़ियां रह गई तब भी बजने लगी, तो उसने एक एक को और उतार दिया, फिर एक चूड़ी रह गई उनका एक, तो उन्होंने दत्तात्रेय जी ने शिक्षा ग्रहण की, भाई एकांतवास करना चाहिए, एक चूड़ी होगी तो नहीं बजेगी, जो भक्ति का साधक है उसको एकांत विचरण करना चाहिए। लेकिन यहां तो बतलाया है इन सब आस्वादन लियो, इन सब ने आस्वादन लिया है, ये कैसे कहा गया भाई, ये तो गलत बात है, विरोधाभास हो गया। तो कहते भक्ति में ऐसा नहीं है, भक्ति में तो सत्संग रूपी जो है ये तो एक प्रकार का अंजन है, और ये तो सबके बीच में ही लिया जाता है। जैसे सबरी जी थी, सबरी जी को राम जी ने कहा प्रथम भगत संतन कर संगा, सबसे पहली भक्ति जो सत्संग है, सत्तों का सत्संग करो। जैसे एक कोई सदवा स्त्री है, इसका पति जीवित है, परिवार वाले हैं, तो चूड़ी पहनती है, श्रृंगार करती है, काजल लगाती है, माथे में बिंदी लगाती है, और विधवा स्त्री है वो कुछ नहीं लगाती है, तो विधवा के लिए तो वो उसका धर्म है, और सदवा के लिए वो उसका धर्म है। तो ये जो धर्म है ये भक्तों के लिए सत्संग जो है एक प्रकार का, ये प्रथम प्रकार की भक्ति है, इन सब ने आस्वादन लिया। अब यहां पर बहुत लोग आते थे इनके पास में, व्यास जी आते थे, हरिराम व्यास जी, घमंडी देव जी आते थे, भूगर्भ गोस्वामी जी, सब उनका सत्संग होता था, और अपने अपने ठाकुरों की सब बड़ाई करते थे। उन्होंने एक दिन झूला उत्सव हो रहा था, उन्होंने कहा भाई हमारे ठाकुर की भी बड़ाई करो, उनके गंडकी नाथ मुक्ति यात्रा से सालग्राम लाए थे, सालग्राम की सेवा करते थे। उन्होंने कहा कि झूलो मेरे गंडकी नंदन, झूला में गंडकी नंदन कहते हैं सालग्राम जी को। अब व्यास जी गाने लगे, मजाक करते थे इनसे, जैसे वेंकट भट्ट जी से चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी ने शिष्ट मजाक किया, बहुत सुंदर सुंदर मजाक करते थे, खुश होते थे आपस में, तो उनसे भी मजाक किया कि झूलो मेरे गंडकी नंदन, है गंडकी नंदन, गंडकी से लाए हुए ठाकुर जी, झूला में झूलो। तो उन्होंने कहा मेरे ठाकुर के गुण बखान करो, तो वो कहते हैं मानो भट्टा कढ़ी में बोड़े मनो लगाए चंदन। जैसे बैंगन होता है ना, बैंगन रंग कैसा होता है उसका, काला, और कढ़ी में बोड़ दिया जाए उसको कढ़ी में, तो कैसा हो जाएगा वो, पीला पीला हो जाएगा। जैसे पकौड़ी होती है उसमें पीली पीली, तो उन्होंने कहा ऐसे जो कढ़ी में बोड़ दिए हो ऐसा लगा दिया हो जब मानो उसमें एक मन चंदन लगा दिया गया हो। तो हंस गए सब लोग, भक्त हंस गए। उसके बाद में बोले हाथ न पाम, हाथ नहीं है इनके, पाम भी नहीं है, नयन नहीं नासा, और का करो ध्यान आनंदन, इनका ध्यान करे तो ज्यादा से आनंद भी नहीं आता। क्या बैंगन का ध्यान करे या सालग्राम का ध्यान, क्या ध्यान आएगा। और जालंधर और वृंदावल्लभ, जालंधर के पति है जालंधर, वृंदा तुलसी, जालंधर और वृंदावल्लभ और व्यास कहा के छंदन के लिए, छंद क्या बनाऊं, कविता क्या करूं मैं। हरिराम व्यास जी ने मजाक किया। दूसरे भक्त आए एक, वो बोले ठाकुर पे ठकुरानी चढ़ी, देखो कैसी कथा बढ़ी। ये सालिग्राम के ऊपर में तुलसी चढ़ाई जाती है, तो ठाकुर पे ठकुरानी चढ़ी देखो कैसी कथा बढ़ी। सब लोग हंसने लगे, बड़ा आनंद लिया। तो ये जो है गोपाल भट्ट जी के बारे में, प्रियादास जी एक भक्त हुए हैं, उन्होंने बहुत सुंदर गाया इनके बारे में, श्री गोपाल भट्ट किए जू रसाल बसे लसे जो प्रकट राधा मंजू स्वरूप है। ये कहते हैं जैसे भक्त का चित्त जो है रस स्वरूप होता है, कोमल हृदय में भगवान कृष्ण का वास होता है, इसी तरह से राधा रमन जी का जो चित्त था वो बड़ा रसाल था, बड़ा मधुर था, उसमें हर समय राधा रमन जी का वास रहता था। नाना प्रकार के भोग लगाते थे और हर समय उनके कृष्ण रस में पके रहते थे। जैसे चावल है, चावल को दूध में पकाया जाए तो खीर बन जाती है, और अमृत में पकाया जाए तो और ज्यादा सुंदर हो जाएगा। तो कृष्ण रस में पके रहते थे हर समय, ऐसा लगता था जाने नाना प्रकार के भोग जो लगा रहे हैं ये, वो कृष्ण रस में पके हुए हैं। ये हर समय इनके दीर्घ नेत्र थे, बड़े सुंदर थे, और इनके सराबोर रहते थे हर समय, अमृत में छके रहते थे। और गुण ही कुलेत, ये सब जो है किसकी अवगुण ग्रहण नहीं करते थे, हरेक वस्तु हरेक प्राणी के गुण ग्रहण करते थे। वो कहते हैं जैसे जूही का बगीचा हो, फूल है जूही के जैसे, या फूल खिले हुए हैं, अगर उसमें कोई सद बत्ती जाएगा तो कहेगा कितनी खुशबू आ रही है, कितने सुंदर फूल खिल रहे हैं, और अगर उसमें सूकर चला जाएगा तो खोजेगा कीच। जैसे जूही बाग में सूकर खोजे कीच, इसी तरह से जो गुणवान जो व्यक्ति होते हैं वो जो गुण ग्रहण करते हैं वो किसी के अवगुण को ग्रहण नहीं करते हैं। तो ये जो है हमेशा गुणों को ग्रहण करते थे, अवगुण को त्याग देते थे, ऐसे श्री गोपाल भट्ट जी थे। इन्होंने धाम माधुरी का बड़ा वर्णन किया, वृंदावन को छोड़ करके कहीं नहीं जाते थे। इनका हमारे नंदगांव के पास में संकेत जगह है, वहां के ठाकुर का नाम भी राधा रमन है। राधा रमन जी एक सालिग्राम में से प्रकट हुए। जो भक्त आया था वस्त्र आभूषण देने के लिए, उन्होंने कहा कि भाई तुम्हारे ठाकुर जी को भी लिए थे। ये बोले भैया मैं तो एक जो है धागे को पोड़ेता हूँ और उसका जूड़ा बनाता हूँ, उसमें अपने ठाकुर जी को विराजमान कर देता हूँ, किसी और जगह में जाओ मेरे ठाकुर जी इस लायक नहीं है कि मैं और मेरा ठाकुर और मुझे कुछ नहीं चाहिए। तो उनके मन में ये रहा चलो भक्त आया है, इतनी दूर से आया यात्रा किया, इसको कुछ तुलसी दल तो दे दूं मैं। ये तुलसी दल देने के लिए आए तो पीछे से देखते हैं तो ठाकुर जी जो है बड़े त्रिभंगी स्वरूप में खड़े हुए हैं। उन्होंने कहा मदन मोहन जी उनसे जाओ उस भक्त को बुला लाओ और उनसे जो सेवा जो देने के जा रहे हैं उसको ले लो, मैं उस वस्त्रों को पहनने का इच्छुक हूं। इनको बड़ा आनंद आया, भक्त को बुलाया, भक्त को दर्शन करके निहाल हो गया। इन्होंने गीत गाया है राधा रमन हमारे गीत, हमारे गीत ललित त्रिभंगी श्याम सलोने कट पेरे पट पीत। जो वस्त्र उन्होंने दिए थे पीले रंग के उन्होंने उनके कमर में धारण कराए। ललित त्रिभंगी श्याम सलोने कट पेरे पट पीत, मुरलीधर मन हरण छबीले छके प्रिया की प्रीत। मुरलीधर धारण है, मुरली बजाते हैं और हर समय ऐसे है छके प्रिया की प्रीत, जो राधा रानी के रस में निमग्न रहते हैं। गुण मंजरी विपिन विदित नागर नर जानत रस की रीत, इनको जो है गुण मंजरी का अवतार कहा गया है। ये गोपाल भट्ट जी गुण मंजरी के अवतार थे, जिनका बिल्कुल जवा कुसुम जैसा शरीर है, लाल लाल रंग के श्वेत वस्त्र धारण करती हैं और राधा रानी की हर समय सेवा में रहती हैं। इनके बारे में जो हितध्रुवदास जी थे उन्होंने कहा, अति चित्र विचित्र संसार ते कियो विपिन धर भौन तज भौन प्रीत सहित राधा रमन से ये राधा रोन। प्रीत सहित से गोपाल भट्ट जी ने राधा रमन जी का सेवन किया, ऐसा जो है ध्रुवदास जी ने अपने 42 लीला में गाया। ये मदन मोहन जी ये राधा रमन जी के प्रेम में ऐसे पके रहते थे, हर समय इनको रात दिन जो है राधा रमन दिखाई देते थे। कहीं कोई जो है रोता है तो अपने मैया के लिए, बाप के लिए, भैया के लिए, बहन के लिए, लेकिन ये रोते थे तो राधा रमन के लिए, हाय राधा रमन, हाय राधा रमन। क्यों? इनके आंखों में से जो आंसू टपकते थे वो एक एक मोती था, वो एक। और ब्रजवासी लोग इनको बड़ा प्रेम करते थे। ब्रजवासी लोग उन्होंने दो आदमियों को अपनाया, या तो जीव गोस्वामी को अपनाया या गोपाल भट्ट जी को अपनाया। जब जीव गोस्वामी का त्याग कर दिया था रूप गोस्वामी जी ने, तो रहते थे वो नंदघाट पर। एक बार सनातन गोस्वामी जी भिक्षा मांगते हुए वहां गए तो थोड़े सा जल्दी में बोले, माँ जल्दी भिक्षा दो, राधे राधे थोड़ा जल्दी करो। बोले बाबा बड़ा उतावलो आयो है, बड़ा जल्दी आ रहे हो, तोते तो हमारे बाबा ही अच्छे, तुमसे तो हमारे बाबा अच्छे है, फिर हमारे बाबा अच्छे, बल्कि कौन से बाबा है तुम्हारे, देखे तो जीव गोस्वामी को देखा उन्होंने, जीव गोस्वामी के जलोदर रोग हो गया था। जलोदर कहते हैं पेट में पानी भर जाता है, तो उन्होंने जो है ब्रजवासियों ने उपचार किया, एक सैण का पेड़ होता है जिसको बोलते हैं थूलर, वो पंछिया नागफनी टाइप का होता है, उसके पत्ते जो होते हैं वो कांटों में बदल जाते हैं, तना जो है वो पत्ती के रूप में परिवर्तित डंडा के रूप में हो जाता है, उसमें से दूध निकलता है, उसमें से पीपल जो छोटी होती है उसको दूध में भिगोते हैं और चना के बराबर बराबर गोली बना करके देते हैं, तो एक गड़ा पेशाब करता है मरीज, थूलर बोलते हैं उसको, डंडा थूलर। राजस्थान में बहुत मिलते हैं ये, नाथद्वारा के कोई यात्रा करने गया हो तो मेड़ बना देते खेतों की उसी डंडा थूलर से। उसके दूध से उन्होंने उपचार किया और वो ठीक हो गए। सनातन गोस्वामी जी उसको लेके आए तो सनातन गोस्वामी जी को भी नहीं माना उन्होंने, केवल जीव गोस्वामी को कहा, बोले हमारे ठाकुर हैं, हमारे बाबा हैं। या मधु को इनको कौन माना, इनसे भी कहा गोपाल भट्ट जी हमारे वो हैं, गोपाल भट्ट जी हैं हमारे। कि रूप गोस्वामी जी और सनातन गोस्वामी का जो परपालन हुआ था वो मुसलमानों के द्वारा हुआ था, पहले ये मुसलमानों के आश्रम में रहे थे, तो इनकी जो बात होती थी उसको ब्रजवासी लोग ज्यादा मान्य नहीं करते थे, और इन्हीं की बात को गोपाल भट्ट जी ने उसी बात को कहा, चाहे इस तरह से खा लो चाहे इस तरह से खा लो, जाएगा पेट में ही। बात एक ही है, चाहे रूप गोस्वामी जी कह रहे हैं, चाहे सनातन गोस्वामी कह रहे हैं, चाहे भट्ट जी कह रहे हैं, लेकिन भट्ट जी ने जो कहा उसको माना, लेकिन रूप गोस्वामी की बात को और सनातन गोस्वामी की बात को इतना नहीं माना जितना भट्ट जी की बात को माना, इसलिए इनको अपना बाबा कहा। इन गोपाल भट्ट जी की भूमि में आकर के हमको बड़ा संतोष हुआ और राधानाथ जी की कृपा से उनके गुणगान करने का अवसर मिला। मैं बहुत आभारी हूं राधा गोपीनाथ के भक्तों का और यहाँ के जितने भी कार्यकर्ता हैं उन सब का, मुझे बुलाया और ये अवसर प्रदान किया जो मैं आप सबके सम्मुख दो शब्द कहने को तत्पर हुआ। जय श्री राधे, जय श्री राधे, जय श्री राधे।
I have a little cold, so I hope you can hear me okay. Now you can really hear me. Years ago, the temples in the United States would gather in New Vrindavan for festival, Janmashtami festival. It was something like a yatra, but very small. Approximately 1,000 devotees would be there, and I was in the kitchen. And that's the first time I had the association of Radhanath Maharaj. We worked together, and there was a staff of other devotees assisting. To come to this yatra and see all of you and to experience the organization, the service attitude, the taste of the prasadam. I mean, everything involved, it's very humbling to witness and to see how much has progressed, how much of the devotion, the interest in the devotees, in you and I, to come to enjoy and be comfortable in a mini city, a temporary mini city, or village at least. 5,000 people is probably larger than some of the Indian villages. So to transport these people, all of us, to unique spiritual transcendental locations and to manage to accommodate everyone in a pleasing way is absolutely astounding. And from my experience being the guy in the kitchen, I'm terribly humbled. This organization is not happening just by chance. Just like this universe is also not happening by chance. There's order to the universe. There's also a lot of order in our little village. And this order is coming from the attention to detail of innumerable devotees. First of all, starting with Maharaj, and then through the higher lieutenants and assistants and managers of the Sangha. I would say that the service attitude is the practical way we manifest our love and devotion for the other devotees, for Krishna. So someone could organize a yatra without providing this level of convenience, comfort, and pleasure to all of us. So I'm amazed every day to be in this association, which is truly like a family, because everyone is so sweet and so thoughtful of the others and willing to serve and with a smile on their face. I'm humbled to be here. I'm sitting on stage because I had I don't know if it's luck or benediction or somehow of being in the right place at the right time and catching the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. I don't feel particularly qualified, but to be in this association, in this Sangha, to be in this mood, I know that Srila Prabhupada is very happy. So I would like to thank Maharaj and everyone involved who have worked tirelessly for innumerable months. I made the comment the other day that an iceberg, 10% above the water, 90% below the water. So what we're seeing and experiencing here in terms of a service attitude, in terms of the loving relationship, the interest in the devotees, individual devotees, we are seeing a small amount. The balance, 90%, is all going on behind the scenes to make this possible for us. So many of those devotees I don't know personally, but I would just like to offer my dandavat to their lotus feet and to thank you again and again for allowing me to be here with you, sharing time, sharing love, sharing stories, sharing affection. having the opportunity to develop the inner journey, to go deeper inside, because after all, this is bhakti yoga. It is a yoga process. It's not a social organization, although we have a lot of social exchanges. And I know myself, I have a difficult time of remembering Krishna. It is a very high thing to be able to remember him 24 hours a day. But at least if we have a service to perform, we can try to absorb our mind and remember Krishna during that time, whether it's if we're cooking or we're performing an aarti or we're taking the leaf plates from the devotees. And, you know, it's a thoughtful process. And if we take the time to think about it, to allow it to churn in our heart, then the creeper of bhakti will fructify in a much more quicker manner. In my early days of coming to the temple, I did very simple service. I washed a carpet on the temple room floor in Buffalo. I painted a door. This is when I was a university student. I painted a door, and I knew Srila Prabhupada was coming, and he was going to walk through that door. So even though I had very little understanding of Krishna consciousness, and I wondered, why am I working so hard? I don't do this in my own home. Scrub the carpet and scrape the paint and put a new coat. But somehow, I was enjoying it. I felt good in my heart. Devotional service can be very simple activity. Devotional service can be you're in charge of a temple. Devotional service can be one is a pujari. One is in charge of many people. But Krishna's not looking at how big a position you have. Krishna's looking how much love you can give to him. Like a small child approaches his father, Daddy or Mommy, it's your birthday. I want to buy you a gift. I want to present you with something. So the parent is giving some money to the child so the child can buy a gift to offer to the parent. In the same way, Krishna is giving us the opportunity to render service to him. Not that he needs anything from us, but he's giving us the opportunity to remember our true nature and our glorious relationship with him. The easiest way to create this awareness in the heart is through the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a gift from Srila Prabhupada to us. He was living very peacefully and happily in Vrindavan, but he took great difficulty to come to offer this gift to us. So Radhanath Maharaj has taken this gift from Srila Prabhupada, imbibed it, and is sharing it with you. Each one of us has the opportunity to share it with the people in our lives, the people that we come in contact with. As they say, fruit does not fall far from the tree. Thank you, Maharaj. All glories to Prabhupada, glories to Radhanath Maharaj.
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjanan Salakaya Chaksu Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So 20 years ago, Radhanath Maharaj was visiting our house. We had one program. Chandramali Swami was also there. So I said to Maharaj, in all my years of serving in the temples and Krishna consciousness, I've experienced very little of people thanking each other for their services. So I said to Maharaj, Maybe it would be a good idea if we thank people more often for their service. Because we all perform service out of duty, out of devotion, ultimately out of love. But we don't expect to be thanked, but maybe from a managerial position, it would be a good idea. So he said to me, he said, Anutama, actually that is my whole job. That's all I do. I just go around thanking people. That's my service. So I wanted to take the opportunity to follow in his, take his instruction and thank Maharaj and Chandramali Maharaj, my godbrothers. Thank all of you for serving and making this yatra a success. And I take the dust of your feet. I've learned something from everybody I've met here, from humility to tolerance to how to chant with love. In the kirtan, on the stage, the little children are in the front. Gorangi, one little 8-year-old girl, I always watch her face in the kirtan. She's just in deep meditation on chanting. So I've learned how to meditate on the holy name more sincerely just by looking at her face. And I've also learned from Udayananda Prabhu, my godbrother, how to dance in ecstasy, even in our older age. He is a great inspiration to all of us. So I want to thank all of you for participating in this yatra, and I want to thank from Srila Prabhupada on down to the children at the yatra for their mercy. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamne Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyabadi Pasacha Deshatarine. It is said in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that the seed of devotion is given to us by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. We then have to take that seed and plant it in the field of our hearts. And we have to nurture that plant as the transcendent gardener, just as a farmer nurtures the seed so it will grow into a beautiful tree. We have to do the same with that seed in our heart, which we do. We start nurturing it and taking care of it. Eventually that seed grows into a beautiful plant and a beautiful tree. And it grows and it grows and it grows and it reaches the realms of Goloka Vrindavan. And that tree of devotion, finally it reaches the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Radha Krishna. And by doing this, by nurturing this tree, the way we nurture this tree is through hearing and chanting the holy names of Krishna and hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Vaishnav Sangha. And I feel for these past 10 days that the tree of devotion in my heart, and I feel in everybody's heart, has been nurtured. And we have experienced Gauranga Prema for these 10 days. Definitely we have experienced Krishna Prema. And that's the ultimate goal for the devotion in our hearts. I want to thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for inviting me to this yatra. My husband has come on a few yatras, and I've never had the opportunity because I'm a teacher, and it just isn't the right time for me. But it just so happened this yatra came during my holidays, and I could take some extra days and come to this yatra. And I am so grateful to Maharaj for inviting me and making it possible for me to come. I want to thank all of you, the devotees, especially the devotees that, there were two yatras going on, our yatra and the Seva yatra. And the devotees that performed the Seva yatra, I want to thank them. They have my love, my gratitude. They made this possible. Without all of you, this yatra would not have been possible. I will carry you in my heart when I go back to America. I will miss all of you. I've had the most wonderful experience of my life, and I hope that I can keep on nurturing this devotional plant in my heart through hearing and chanting. I will remember this always. I will remember all of you, your humility, your kindness, your love, And especially, it's exemplified by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And I want to thank Him for His love. And I feel Maharaj makes each and every devotee, His special quality is that He makes each and every devotee feels special. And that is so important for all of us. Thank you, Maharaj. I also want to thank Srila Prabhupada for leaving His transcendental, beautiful Vrindavan and coming to the West and inundating us with Gauranga Prema. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pachayini Nivrishesha Shunyavadi Pascha Chadishatayini. I know that you, I have seen, that you have seen me many times because I'm in Bombay and Radha, in Bhaktivedanta Hospital and Radha Gopinath Mandir. And you have heard me speak many times, so I don't know exactly. What to say about my services, but I only know when I come for the Yatra, that is always the highlight of the year, to go with Radhanath Maharaj to the different holy places. And just like my godbrothers and godsisters who come to the West, I feel the same way, rejuvenated, and I feel it is a wonderful reach out to all the devotees that are also in all different parts of India. And I'm always amazed how Maharaj is able to reach out to so many people in all different parts of the world. And here in the Yatra, I always feel a little guilty that I haven't gone to Belgaum for a long time, for many years, or to and the devotees are asking, please come. And Radhanath Maharaj told me also one time, don't come at the same time when I go, because then there will be, I should go at another time so I can be with the devotees. Because when Radhanath Maharaj is there, then he will give them all attention, and I will be just, I will be also part of the listeners and the devotees that are absorbing his kindness and his preaching. And when I'm here in the Yatra, I always feel like now I should go also and visit the devotees again that I hadn't seen for a long time, like in Miraj, Belgaum, and Kolhapur. In Amritsar, sometimes I go to Amritsar. The devotees were not able to come this time. They have also a wonderful congregation there. And in Ujjain and Indore, in different places, there are devotees that are serving Maharaj from a distance, but they are so enthusiastic. So the ones that were not able to come, if I get the opportunity, I will tell them about the Yatra to enliven them also. And Maharaj, I wanted to thank you for the wonderful lectures. It is most inspiring how it's almost like you're reliving the pastimes, and you're drawing us into the pastimes by your descriptions. And it is an amazing experience, because the depth of your Krishna consciousness is giving us the opportunity also to come to some higher to some deeper experiences of Krishna consciousness. I can understand, you know, I can understand that Srila Prabhupada particularly put me into your association and your disciples' association because I need it the most. My other god brothers and god sisters, they're more advanced. They're in the West and they come every now and then, but I need your mercy more than them. So that's why I feel like Krishna has put me into your association. I wanted to thank you very much, and please keep on being kind to me by allowing me to associate with you and your disciples. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharni Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachati Sutarni Vanchika Paturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Speaking is not one of my best qualities. I'm not really a good speaker, and I don't retain so much in my memory, especially details about different verses and stories. I don't remember all the details. And when I leave this yatra, I won't remember all the details, but I'll carry with me eternally in my heart the wonderful experience that I've had on this yatra with all of you. I'm eternally grateful for His Holiness Radhanath Swami because He has helped to guide and water my devotional creeper in my pursuit of trying to serve Srila Prabhupada. I didn't have much association personally with Srila Prabhupada, but through the association of my god brothers, Chandramali Swami and His Holiness Radhanath Swami, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, and meeting my, you know, other god brothers and god sisters, and I don't know all of them, but I get a chance to understand more about Srila Prabhupada through the association of my god brothers and god sisters. And as I'm just meeting Narottam Prabhu for the first time in this yatra, and I just found out that he also had the service of cooking. And I thought I knew a little bit about cooking, but I realized after coming here for this yatra that I don't know anything. I went into the kitchen, and just to watch the Matajis rolling the chapatis was just amazing. I was asking the brahmacharis, I said, who is calculating, you know, the amount of boga? And, you know, I mean, it's not just making a sabji. You have to calculate how much you need to prepare for all of these devotees, and it's just inconceivable. And so my prayer is that you will allow me to come and learn how to be a servant of the servant of the servant one day, that I may serve my Guru Maharaj and all of you and Radhanath Swami. And I just want to say I love you and thank you so much.
Ramesh Chandra Goswamiji is now returning to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Let us thank him by saying Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Much louder, please.
Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpa Thirubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vecha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I do not know what qualification I have to be here today with all of you. especially sitting here, when all of you are clearly far more qualified than I. It was hard. I did take the opportunity, but it was very hard sometimes to cut in front of line, just to take darshan and jump in front of line sometimes. I apologize for that. It has been very inspiring for me to be with all of you, and especially the devotees on the stage as well, to see what it feels like to be in a loving devotional environment. It's a struggle where I live in Bombay to find the balance between my material and spiritual life. I fail many times. So it was very nice to immerse myself in this spiritual traveling adventure. We went to so many beautiful holy places, and each place had its own unique flavor and its own unique atmosphere and unique devotees. And it brought out different moods in all of us, in my opinion. Thank you all for being part of that. Thank you. And please pray for me and give me your blessings so that one day I may have more faith in Krishna, understand more and take on more of your qualities. And I really appreciate how much I see the service attitude in all the devotees here. I would like to thank all the devotees in the kitchen, the devotees taking the happiest devotees I met were the ones taking the plates at the end of prasadam. They seem to be in the most ecstasy. So I hope I can learn from them that the more service I render and the greater that service, no matter at what level, that there is a lot of benefit and mercy to come my way. So please bless me. I would like to thank also Ankur Prabhu, who assisted us greatly the whole yatra and made this quite a comfortable experience, although it was challenging on many levels. Thank you all for your association, for the smiles that you bestowed upon me every day, for allowing me to be in your presence. And I'd like to thank Maharaj for inviting me and allowing me to come. Narottam Prabhu for putting up with me in his room. Chandamoli Maharaj for being so generous and kind. Gauravani Prabhu for teaching me how to just give so generously.
What?
Everything. Your time, your prasad. And all of you, Mataji and Matajis and Anantama Prabhu for kindly putting up with me and treating me with respect that I do not deserve. And thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshutarana. I'm very comfortable having Jigs here because I also do not feel like I belong on this stage with these devotees. So, thank you, Jigs. Many devotees I really met for the first time at Pune Yatra a few years back, and that was really a highlight of my life. And that was really the first time that I got to do this seva with my Guru Maharaj, of leading kirtans like this. He would pass me the mic and I would sing, and I would pass him the mic and he would sing. I think you can see when I'm chanting like this, the way I'm smiling, it's very, very encouraging to me. It's very enthusing. They say in the spiritual world that when Krishna sees a flower, as he's walking into the Vrindavan, he sees a flower, and the flower is blooming with everything, all of its shakti it possibly can. And Krishna sees that flower, and he smiles at the offering from the flower. And what happens to the flower? it gets even more shakti and it blooms even more brilliantly and brightly to attract Krishna. And then Krishna sees, oh, this flower is blooming so brightly. And Krishna smiles even wider. And the flower blooms bigger. And Krishna smiles wider. And the flower blooms bigger. So, this is the gift of the Lord. In the spiritual world, we're not bound by having material stomachs where we can only eat a little prasad. Or having material legs and feet that we can only dance a little bit. Or crow-like material voices where we can only sing a little bit. We can constantly bloom ever bigger, ever brighter. So that's what it means to be in Krishna's association. And how do we get that? Through the association of the Vaishnavas. And this theme, Guru Maharaj, you brought up so many times on this yatra, that it's through the association or the mercy of the devotees that we're able to get Krishna. I have to just echo what all the other devotees said, that it's through your association that we all got to glimpse these holy places. And actually there was a moment when I realized that there were two yatras going on. It actually stunned me for a moment to realize that Gauranga Prabhu and all of the other wonderful and great exalted devotees who were just here just to serve all of us. They were just here to cook for us and care for us and manage for us and transport us. And I realized there were two yatras. I was stunned by the humility of those devotees. And then I realized that actually, even though it feels like we're receiving so much from them, because of the mercy of Krishna, they're receiving even more than we're receiving by that seva. I feel that whatever benefit we've gotten from going to these holy places and from doing these harinams and the association and the classes, the devotees that didn't get to taste those things, they got many, many times more benefit from serving all of us. So it's like that. It's like through the devotees we get the mercy of Krishna, and in the mercy of Krishna, when we bloom, Krishna smiles and we can bloom even brighter. So it's endlessly increasing. The last thing I just want to say is how grateful I am to be with all of you, and many devotees I actually don't get to see except every few years, 5 years since I saw you last, but still, from the bottom of my heart, I really feel like I'm part of your family, and I'm so grateful for your humility and your kindness and your encouragement. And I just hope that we can continue to do this till we breathe our last breath. And hopefully it will be somewhere like this on the streets of Sri Rangam as we're doing Nagar Sankirtan together. Thank you, Radhana Swami. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for making this possible. 5,000 Vaishnavas coming to a holy place like Sri Rangam is historic. It's historic, not just for ISKCON, but for all time. And by the grace of all of you, and by the grace of Prabhupada's disciples, and by the grace of Radhana Swami and Chandramali Swami, and ultimately by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, this is possible. I'm very grateful to have been a small part of this amazing yatra. Thank you so much.
Navina Nirada Prabhu, would you like to speak a few words? Please come. Krishnambara Devi also, you please come.
Krishna, Thank you for allowing me to be with you on this yatra. It was a first for me in most of these holy places, and it's been a new experience every day to be among so many Vaishnavas, seeing your dedication, your love, and your absorption in all the different devotional practices has been very humbling. And seeing the intensity and level of absorption and dedication of all of you has been very humbling for myself. I have not yet experienced this type of wonderful sangam on this level, so I'm very grateful for this opportunity to experience this, and I pray to all of you and to my spiritual master to allow me to experience these wonderful moments and cherish them in my heart forever. Thank you very much for tolerating me, and please let us absorb this wonderful mood of service and dedication to Guru and Gauranga and carry it out into the world, into our daily lives, and try to share Srila Prabhupada's compassion with all the people we meet, all the people we live with, and who are in touch with us. And in this way, we can always absorb ourselves in this mood of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Please excuse me, I'm extremely nervous right now. All I have to say is really thank you so much to all the devotees present here for their association. When I listen to Srila Prabhupada's classes, what stands out a lot is how important it is to lead by example. And I can honestly say I've experienced that with all the devotees here. It's really inspirational and helped me with my Krishna consciousness. This mood of experience and this love and dedication to service is something that I've heard about my whole life from my parents, my mother's godbrothers and her godsisters. It's really, truly wonderful to have that experience for myself. And all of this, of course, would not have been possible if it wasn't for Radhanath Maharaj, who is primarily the best leader I can say I've had the good fortune to have association with. His entire mood is so familiar and so in the mood of Srila Prabhupada. When you listen to Srila Prabhupada's classes, it's just wonderful to see how Maharaj has kind of has dedicated his life word for word from what Srila Prabhupada has spoken about service, about serving devotees. In Srila Prabhupada's class, it's also made very clear how important it is to Krishna that not to serve him, but to actually serve his devotees. And this has been very, very evident and clear in this yatra. And I hope I can keep that with me as long as I can, and not deviate too much. So thank you again, and thank you so, so, so very much. And I hope to come again to another yatra like this, and I hope for many, many years that we all continue in this mood and continue to serve each other and appreciate each other and just not be so quick to judge and just have that very simple understanding and ultimately continue Prabhupada's message. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Is there anything else we are supposed to do today? Shyamananda Prabhu, Radhakund Prabhu, Govinda Prabhu. Govinda Prabhu, please come up and tell us what is next. No more speeches or announcements?